Hello, for episode 52. 53, I don't even fucking know.
Are you just counting now?
Of the Oscar Mike Media Podcast. I'm, as per usual, your host, Chris Lipscomb. We're joined by a whole host of people this week. Kicking things off, we've got editor-in-chief of the sixaxis.com and the managing director of Oscar Mike Media, Peter Chapman. Say hello, Peter.
Hello!
Oh. Well, hey. Next up, we've got editor-in-chief over at screendemon.com, Lewis Gaston. Say hello, Lewis.
Hello.
joining us for the first time, we have writer and DJ superstar over at the Sixth Axis, Tough Cub. Say hello, Tough Cub.
Hello.
And finally, we are joined by Stefan Langford.
Give out his address too. We got his mobile number
from the Sixth Axis. He's one of the community managers over there. Say hello.
No, I'm sulking now.
Who? I'm,
you revealed my true identity.
Probably only revealed. Yeah, but I actually had to think. I was like, I know it's Stefan something. But we probably end up calling you Tef the whole time anyway. The reason we have gathered this fine body of individuals together is that Peter, Tef, and Tough Cup all have PlayStation Vitas, the rather new shiny console that has launched officially yesterday as of the recording. So it's like sometime last week when this comes out. Yeah, so I haven't really written, like, normally I write a running order, strange as that may seem, for those of you who actually listen and to the insanity.
We usually have a plan.
It's normally some kind of plan. By the way, Kev isn't here this week because it's Kate's birthday, so happy birthday to Kate. If you don't know who Kate is Kev's girlfriend, who is rather lovely and was on the podcast like last week, I think, or the week before. Probably last week.
She's been on loads, usually kicking doors and stuff.
Yeah, no, but she was actually on last week to determine just how cute PlayStation Vita cases are.
Before Kev belittled her on the podcast.
I haven't listened to that yet. It was my question, wasn't it?
Possibly, yeah. Yeah, I think it was.
I haven't listened to it yet, so.
Yeah.
I have to check out just how cute PlayStation Vita cases actually are then.
Yeah, I've listened to it because I was there.
And then when she tried to ask him a question about it, he turned around and went, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm recording a podcast at the moment.
And just dismissed her.
You are dismissed.
So this Vita thing, how is it? It's all right?
Yeah, it's all right. It's like a big PSP, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
That was quick.
Wow, that was done.
Right, let's talk about comics.
God, no.
So what are people enjoying on this fancy new console they've got?
It's shiny.
I'm becoming quickly jealous of, even though I didn't really want one, but it's just because it's new.
Well, mine's not shiny anymore.
Yeah, yours isn't.
I've had mine since the end of December, so mine's now kind of just covered in smears and fingerprints and bits of biscuit and cake and stuff.
I did kind of want it because I kind of want FIFA, just because it's somewhere else to play FIFA.
Yours sounds much more appealing now, Peter.
No, you know, it's got cake with it.
Free cake.
I might buy one.
I had to add the cake afterwards. That was an aftermarket thing.
That would actually be quite a cunning strategy from Sony. Instead of dropping the price, just add cake and other sweet foods.
Yeah.
Just like buy a Vita and get this vat of blancmange.
A vat of blancmange doesn't sound appealing. I don't think anything. Well, nothing that comes.
It's Sony. They're going to mess it up somehow.
Yeah, that's true.
I had to be swimming in it.
Nothing that comes in a vat sounds appealing.
I don't know. Whiskey comes in vats.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want like a vat of whiskey. Doesn't sound like a barrel of whiskey.
Yes, you would.
Yeah, but like a barrel of whiskey sounds
totally
nice.
Totally would want a vat of whiskey. If anybody out there happens to have a spare vat of whiskey, ignore Chris and just send it to me.
But I don't think vat sounds like a very nice word.
No.
But like a barrel of whiskey sounds much nicer.
You can't even say half the words in the English language. How can you complain about one?
I'm good at complaining. That's the thing. Just not in a way that anyone can understand. So what have you been playing on this piano black thing?
I've basically just been playing MotorStorm a hell of a lot. But yeah. I've been playing it on PlayStation 3 as well. So I was waiting for the Vita to turn up by playing MotorStorm so that I could play MotorStorm on the Vita, which I thought was quite nice. And then I've also got And that game is so much fun. And yeah, it's just awesome fun, is MotorStorm. And then I've got Peter's Everybody's Golf in Japanese.
Mino no Golf 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought the Japanese word for six probably isn't six, is it?
That's no, it's not.
Six.
It's Roku.
Roku?
Yeah.
Mino no Golf Roku.
Roku?
Yeah.
Don't make life Ichini, easy.
Sanyon Go
they?
Roku.
Don't.
Oh, I can never remember seven. Oh.
Why do you know how to count in Japanese?
I know the Greek
because
alphabet.
Because I did Japanese GCSE.
I hesitate to put it in my world, knowing things is not a good thing. You just, I just speculate wildly and hope for the best.
Just guess with conviction and people believe you.
Except with the whole burning books gang society. Yeah.
Except for Tough Cub, who then comes back and complains we didn't fact check.
Well, you're always wrong.
Yeah, I'll admit I'm frequently wrong.
Always.
Always wrong. That's probably fair.
See, if I didn't have all my audio lined up recording this, I could have a nice little selection of buzzer sounds or something. So when you go wrong, I just go, ha!
No!
Incorrect!
Like a Family Fortune sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly what we need.
Oh, if Kev was editing this, he'd probably add it later.
Yeah, but he's all in fucking, I don't know, he's going on holiday somewhere with Kate for her birthday. So I have to edit it after I return from the grim north.
From the grim north?
Yeah. Oh, it's grim up north.
Leicester are 1-0 up, incidentally.
Yeah, I know. Derby will come back, don't worry.
Who are they playing?
Where was the spoiler alert? Where was the, if you don't want to know the football results, please stop this.
If you don't want to know the football results from last Thursday.
Look away now.
And bear in mind, it's Leicester against Derby, so there are only about 17 people that actually care.
I only care because you and Chris care. I just like things that irritate people. Also, I'm going to Derby tomorrow. That's when I'm going up north.
Oh, they'll all be depressed.
Well,
Derby's not really very north, either.
It's north. Oh, what's my rule? If it's north of Bedford, it's in the north. You can get to Bedford on the train from Brighton. Any further than that, it's clearly northern. That's my arbitrary rule.
I'm going to have to hide my Skype window because Lewis is freaking me out.
He is a bit weird.
Why?
You're staring at me!
Oh.
It's worse when...
Just for you, Tough Cub, that was.
It's worse when him and Kev come on and just sit there updating their picture for the whole podcast and you just end up in fits of laughter. Peter, what have you been doing with your... You've had yours for a while, like you said, so what have you been doing? You've got new stuff, though. You've got new review code.
The review code's been kind of coming in. Oh, shit. I am actually playing MotorStorm RC now.
You're as bad as Dan.
Yeah, the review code has been coming in over the past few weeks. I think I'm just going to nip back and have a look at what I've got on this at the minute. FIFA was really good. I was very impressed
with
that.
Well, I know that Alex went and bought FIFA and he doesn't actually like football.
Yeah, Blair's talking about doing the same thing and he doesn't really like FIFA games.
Blair tried FIFA and didn't understand how to play it. Like actual FIFA. Yeah. I don't know why he's going to buy more FIFA games.
I was asking on Twitter how you run.
Jesus.
But I meant sprint, but I said run, so I used the wrong word. And Phil Phil Costigan, Nemesis, he just said, you use the analog stick. And I was just like, oh, sprint. I meant sprint. But I quite like the shooting on the back because it means that I can actually score goals. FIFA 10,
Davs was raving about this as well.
Yeah, it is really good, but it kind of takes a bit of getting used to because the rear touch, for anybody who doesn't know, the rear touch panel sort of maps to a template of the goal. So you tap it where you want to shoot the ball. And then depending on the ability of your player, it'll go reasonably close to where you tap. But I found for the first hour or two, I was accidentally touching the back of the Vita. So like whenever I got anywhere near the goal, I was just fumbling a shot.
Oh, yeah,
you need to hold it quite strangely. Like you've got it clamped between your hands and all of your fingers are sticking outwards you don't touch anything.
So you do. You kind of have to hold the back with your fingertips.
So if you just touch it, it shoots. You have to like touch and press square.
No, you have to, if you just touch it, but you have to be in the final third of the
That's
pitch.
That's quite, I would have thought they would have done touch and then the shoot at that same time. To...
Yeah, that might be quite awkward though.
Well, I don't think, because you're aiming with your fingers and you just hit your thumb on the square. So you've got it, like, you've got power and then you've got control.
Yeah, maybe. The power's dictated by how long you hold your finger down.
Yeah, well, it's the same, you just hold square to do it, but it just seems a little less awkward.
Well, tell EA. Don't tell me.
EA don't listen to us, do they?
Yeah, a bit, sometimes, kind of.
You sound so upbeat about them.
Nobody really listens to us.
So, like, very small people
talk
do.
Talk and hope. Yeah. yeah, so anyway, FIFA was kind of... as soon as I opened the Vita and switched it on, the first thing I thought was, God, this is going to be really good for playing FIFA on, and it has turned out that way. But I think that it will also be better with the new FIFA when it comes out, which is only going to be like 6 months away, so might be worth waiting for. So yeah, and apart from that, really, it's been the smaller games that I've enjoyed a lot more. I mean, Wipeout is really good and Uncharted's pretty good, but the games like Top Darts and Hustle Kings... which are PlayStation 3 games that have just been kind of ported over. I found them really, really much more entertaining, and Super Stardust as well.
Hustle Kings is really good.
Because you can kind of just dip in on them and play for 5 or 10 minutes and then put it down and go and do something else or check your email or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've really enjoyed dipping in and out of those. I was really surprised by the darts game too. I thought that was really good.
I haven't seen that. What one's that?
It's called Top Darts.
So it works well.
It is basically, it's just darts, but you use the touchscreen to aim and then you swipe to throw the dart.
Yeah, pretty simple.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Awesome.
And then MotorStorm RC arrived the other day and has just consumed me since.
Yeah, it does seem to be a lot of love for that game.
Yeah, it's really, really good. It took a little bit of getting used to the controls because the way it steers is a little bit funny. And there's like two different steering mechanisms, but once you kind of get used to it, but really for me, it was once I stopped thinking about it. It worked much better for me.
Have you switched to the D-pad yet?
No, I tried that, but didn't get along with it at all.
Didn't you? All right. Because no. I couldn't handle the analog sticks to turn left and right, so I switched to the alternate one, which is a bit like Halo, and the car will go where you're pointing.
Yeah.
But now I switched to the D-pad. So turning left and right, and I'm just, I don't know, I'm quite happy with that. Because I was getting annoyed with flinging the analog stick in the opposite direction to where I was going, because I needed to go around a hairpin, and then it just carrying on, because it couldn't figure out what I needed it to do.
Yeah, it kind of, yeah, it really, the controls do take a little bit of getting used to. And like I say, it's really, when I was thinking too much about it, I was trying to steer the car. And like you say, it doesn't quite, no matter what control scheme I used, it didn't seem to quite understand what I wanted it to do, but it was because I didn't understand what I wanted it to do, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But having gotten used to it, it controls basically like, it controls like those old, the Jungle Strike and Desert Strike with a helicopter, because you had to sort of picture yourself inside the helicopter and then it controlled whichever direction you pressed. And it's the same for this. You have to kind of imagine you're in the car and then it steers wherever you go. But Alex suggested that I switch to digital controls because it's quicker to turn the corners because there's no dead zone for it. But I just couldn't get on with it. I've gone digital for the throttle control. So that's not on the stick anymore. But
oh, yeah, I've done that as well.
I can't get used to steering with it at all.
I've got the two triggers. You only need the go button. You don't need the stop button. R and then on the D-pad left and right. But the other thing that I found useful was changing the camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I changed to the far out camera.
Yeah, aerial.
Although I would quite like a chase cam or even just a top-down camera.
I'd love to have first person because that's how I play the old MotorStorm games. Just first person, just hardcore, just Superman, just... Bleh.
But at that point, it kind of just becomes the old MotorStorm games, doesn't it?
I want another MotorStorm game. This
sure
is MotorStorm, but I want another, you know, full console MotorStorm game. I want just more MotorStorm all the time.
All MotorStorm all of the time.
Tough Cup, what have you been up to with your new little toy?
Well, I've only had Uncharted until about half an hour ago.
Oh, fair enough. So you've been playing Uncharted then?
I've been playing Uncharted, which is really, really good. I mean, I got Uncharted because I knew no one else in our office was going to get a Vita, so I just wanted to show it off and pose on the tube, basically.
Yeah.
And the amount of people I took Uncharted out on the tube. When did it come out? Wednesday?
So
I just sat on the tube all the way up, went on Wednesday on the way home, and just watched out the corner of my eye, and there was so many people just going, "Oh my God, it's Nathan Drake!" So, but yeah, it's really good. I actually really like the new climbing mechanism where you can draw on the screen.
Yeah,
because that's just boring, really. Just, you know, pushing up for like half an hour. And then left, and it doesn't add anything to the game. So it's a lot easier just to draw your finger across and let him do it itself.
I thought that was very handy for when you want to scratch your nose. You just swipe a little path, and then you get on with scratching your nose.
Yeah,
it's practical.
It's
swipe the
not
pad
quite
with your nose and scratch at the same time.
It's not quite PS3. I mean, you can obviously see there's some of the water effects are really good, but the waterfalls are crap.
Yeah, and it's not. I mean, all the PS3 in your pocket stuff, that is a load of rubbish. It's very impressive, but it's not that impressive.
Yeah, and it's like the when you shoot someone, the animations are all canned animations, as opposed to, you know, if you shoot them in the leg, they react when you shot them in the leg. But apart from that, it's Uncharted. It's bloody good. I really liked it. And I played a bit of Wipeout about 5 minutes ago. It's very shiny.
Mm-hmm. Wipeout looks impressive, doesn't it?
It looks very impressive. I'm just getting all the stuff which looks really impressive. Yeah. I don't care if it's a good game. I just want to show off.
Headphones on for Wipeout as well, because the sound's phenomenal.
Yes. Yeah, the soundtrack's really good. How do you say it?
Lumines.
Yeah, I have to.
I've
get
been
that
saying
as well.
That wrong for years.
Yeah, I always thought it was nice.
Lumines, and then Chris said Lumines last week, and I was like, no, don't say anything.
I just assumed, because Ubisoft's like a French company, so I assumed it would be like Lumines.
Right, it's not Ubisoft, it's Ubisoft. I looked this up.
Whatever. But Ubisoft, people that work for Ubisoft or Ubisoft say it both ways as well.
Yeah, because I looked at their E3 presentation last year, and they said Ubisoft. So
yeah, and it just depends, because they're half French, half not French, so like whatever. But it doesn't matter, because Q Entertainment, or whatever the company is called that makes Lumines, is Japanese, so you have to abide.
Lumines.
Yeah, you have to abide by Japanese pronunciations. So there.
Right, so there. Bye. But yes, Uncharted is about all I've played, and it's very good. Buy it. Yay.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I thought Uncharted Golden Abyss, is that what it's subtitled? I thought that was... I thought it was much more like the first Uncharted, which I preferred to the most recent PlayStation 3 Uncharted.
Mm. It does sound like a porn star, though.
Amen.
Golden Abyss.
Oh dear. And Uncharted on the Vita, I'm just going to ignore that and move on. Uncharted on the Vita also does something which I won't say what it is, but it does something which I wholeheartedly approve of in the Uncharted series.
Kill Sully.
Kill Sully off in the prequel. It's the revelations that Sully's just been a zombie for the other three games. I could take that. If they retconned Sully into being a zombie, it would be...
And then at the end of Uncharted 3, it's him that starts whatever it is in The Last of Us.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. We've worked it all out.
What, from his plane?
Yeah.
Yeah. He crashes his plane in New York, and that's it. Wiped out.
Obviously.
And he had zombies on board.
No, because he is a zombie himself.
Oh, right. Okay.
Oh.
But he's hot when he's young.
If you say so.
It's not really a
first unsilenced. He is, he's really cute. Anyway, sorry. Oh, shut up. You always go on about Elena and what's her name getting her tits out.
Chloe, and they never did. It was their arses.
Well, exactly. I'm a bit of a perv.
It's just peculiar that all the sex symbols in that game, Sully's not the natural one.
Well, no, the East End gangsters. Quite nice as well.
Sully
Cutter? Was it Cutter?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But Sully's
oh, he was a really good character.
Sully not a bit,
I liked him as well.
Is Sully not a bit old for most of it though?
Distinguished. Seasoned.
Yeah.
Experience.
Fair enough.
Why are we talking about this? Sorry. Go back to Vitas.
I'm basically just trying to work out if I would fuck Sully from Uncharted.
Well, just try to justify it to yourself.
Yeah. And the answer is...
I'm still unsure. The jury's out.
Oh, you're so lucky.
What about Cutter?
What about Cutter?
What about Cutter?
The East End dude.
I think if Cutter wanted to make me his, I don't think I could resist.
the dude who's basically just Jason Statham.
Oh, yeah. What have I done to you all?
You're on the podcast 20 minutes and it's just evolved into this.
I know, and I haven't even hit on Lewis yet.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Jesus.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Pull yourself together, Chris.
So, everyone's sort of enjoying their Vitas so far, and they're loving it, that sort of thing.
It's a wonderful device. I really, really enjoy it.
I'm sorry, I can't think. Stop helping you think you've Gordon Abyss as a porn star.
Have you changed it to Gordon Abyss?
Gordon Abyss.
Gordon Abyss works just as well.
I swear you said Gordon just then.
Right, I'll shut up. Sorry, carry on. Don't say anymore.
Oh, we're children.
Yeah, we really are. This is just... and the thing is, I'm going to be remembering this all through week and giggling. The podcast doesn't just amuse me while we're recording the podcast.
See, the thing is that I blank the podcast out almost as soon as we're done. And then people like Tough Cub complain about something that happened. And I'm like, did I say that? I don't remember saying that. Whatever. I should do that. I do have conversations in general, which is why Davs always complains I don't pay attention. As per the rate.
Well, tell him to say something interesting.
Well, I arranged to go away on his birthday weekend. He's like, that's my birthday. I said, you didn't tell me. He said, yeah, I told you on Sunday when we were walking back from the pub, we had a 10-minute conversation about what we were going to do.
Oh, dear.
Oh. Which I've now recorded. Oh, yeah. I've recorded now. We're going to Laser Quest. It's going to be awesome.
Are you 12?
Laser Quest is awesome.
Yeah, it's Dav's 13th. So.
Yeah. Which is...
Afterwards, they're going to have milkshake.
It's impressive that he can pay rent, really. 13.
He's really good at Laser Quest.
And he's the most responsible one in the house. So, Teflon, are you enjoying it as well? You're... feeling...
Yeah, I really like it. I've got mainly complaints with the OS operating system being stupid in some ways.
Yeah, and I think lots of people have.
Yeah, it's just a bit silly at times. Why do I need... because I've got the 3G one.
Yeah.
Why do I need a dedicated icon for an app which has got a single setting in it and then just links to the Vodafone website? It's like, how does that... get through Q&A or whatever.
It's because no one at Sony actually thinks about these things.
They're literally just they've got an amazing hardware department, and then the software guys just come along. They're just like, yeah, this will do.
It's not even necessarily the software though, is it? It's the user experience stuff. It's like Sony seems to develop front end things which they've kind of made and not thought that a human's going to use.
Yeah. It's like
it's all a bit
like there are three separate things to do with your friends lists, and they're three separate apps. There's friends, there's party, there's group messaging, and there's trophies.
Yeah.
Which are all kind of just friends list functions.
And voice chat as well.
That's party, isn't it?
Is it? Is that
party? I think that's called party.
And have you tried syncing anything to it from a PC?
Yeah.
Because that's terrible from what I've heard.
Well, it's the content manager stuff is actually okay. It's not that bad, but it is really slow.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes, like, I've done it from the PS3 a few times and had to copy like five things over because the way the review stuff came through, it was one code and it downloaded like four games.
Hmm.
And so then I had to copy all that I had because the store wasn't up for Vita. You have to do that on the PlayStation and then copy it across.
Yeah.
So when I did that, it you select all four things and tell it to copy. And for a start, when it copies things off the PlayStation onto the Vita, it deletes them from the PlayStation.
That's pretty bad.
In the arse.
If you format the Vita, then you have to download them again to get them. You can't just keep them backed up somewhere.
You can transfer them back, though, can't you?
Yes, you. Well, I don't know if you can transfer the apps back individually or if you can just sort of do a backup. You can do a full backup of the system. But sometimes it would, like if I was copying four or five things, you'd select them all, but it would go through the whole copying process and take like 10, 20 minutes. And then at the end, it would come back and say, yeah, we copied all that, but we didn't copy these two things. I'd be like, why not? I'm thinking there was some sort of error. And I'd select the two things again and tell it to copy, and then they'd copy fine.
Just because we didn't feel like it.
Yeah, it seems to still have little quirks like that that are going to need ironed out. But all that stuff, you know, with the PS3, Sony have kind of got into the habit of updating the firmware. There's already been two firmware updates on this thing since I got it in December.
Yeah.
So there's going to be firmware updates every month for the next God knows how long.
Yeah.
So these things will get sort of ironed out and tweaked a little bit, and we'll see.
There are plenty of points which are an absolute joy, though, such as dismissing a program. I love the animation of just
peeling the screen down.
Yeah. That's just awesome. It's like they've seen WebOS and how you just like throw the application off the screen in WebOS, and they've just taken that and just, it's just lovely.
Yeah, I really like that little animation, and I like the way the live area sits, and the way you can swipe between apps sort of left and right.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much all of it visually is quite nice, apart from the icon design, which is hideous. And also, if you press the PS button twice, you get another little live area view.
Yeah, you get like stacked.
It's kind of like
cover
flow.
You get it all stacked up. Yeah.
Do you?
That's really cool. Yeah, so if you have like six apps open, you can see them all in like... do they call it a stack or?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's kind of all like, stacked up.
Yeah. And then you can select them out of sequence. It's really cool.
Oh, and it's got adverts on it.
Yes, it has.
That's
adverts.
The best bit. That's my favourite part.
It has got the little adverts. All the live areas, to be fair, have got adverts on them. They're generally adverts for content that goes with that game. So, like, the MotorStorm live area. I'm just looking at what I have open here. The MotorStorm live area has got like a little thing on it to try and connect me to the downloadable content, I think. I don't know. Airplane mode's on, so I won't connect to the internet. But yeah, all the live areas have little boxes on them, and most of them will connect you to whatever the store sells that goes with that game. But also, the manuals are on the live areas for all of them as well. So the cartridge has the manuals on it, or the download has the manuals on it. Which is pretty cool. Oh, Tofgrub has replaced his picture with Miss Golden Abyss.
Miss Golden Abyss.
Did you just make that, Tofgrub?
Yeah. Easy way to say.
Introducing her sister, Ms. Massive Canyon. Okay.
Does this podcast have like changeable icons? Thingy.
No, you have to. You have to have a Mac to do that. Annoyingly, and I don't have the grand kicking about.
I think that's reason enough to give Peter even more stuff to do. Put icons on this. That's a perfect picture. That needs to be the icon for this episode, I'm sure.
Yeah, obviously.
Well, you had fits before.
Oh dear.
So how are the people that do not have Vitas, how are you feeling about it? Do you
I'm jealous
want one
now.
Or are you just ambivalent? Do you care?
I'm jealous, but I'll go back to being ambivalent next week.
I've not seen anything about it, really.
Really?
I've
seen it.
Lewis just pays no attention.
I've seen it.
Like, oh, there are games.
I'm not really fussed, to be honest with you.
You're just confused by things that...
stuff.
You're just confused by things that aren't Skyrim.
Pretty much. Does it have dragons in it? Can I shout at it?
You can shout at it all you want.
I do, frequently.
No, I'm just not a fan of handheld gaming.
Wow. Sorry, this is literally the worst... I just found the worst top 10 list ever.
Really, gamer?
Yeah, actually it is. shockingly, 360magazine.co.uk, and it's their list of top 10 Xbox 720 launch games they'd like.
Okay.
But it's none of it's subtle. It's Project Gotham Racing 5, Call of Duty, Halo 4 as a cross-platform, Gears of War 4, Forza 5, Crysis 3. There is one that's subtle, Samaritan, which is, you remember that, the video of Epic's tech demo for the Unreal Engine? They want that to be a game.
So basically they want Halo, and they want Crysis 4, which is kind of like Halo, and they want that Unreal tech thing that was like a first-person futuristic city thing, kind of like Halo and Crysis.
No, the Samaritan thing was more like...
It was more like Blade Runner, with a giant monster or something.
Oh, was it? Maybe
no, the Samaritan thing was more like Deus Ex. They want GTA 5, Dragon Age 3, and the last one is... Oh, no, it's not. They want another cameo game.
So they want sequel.
I'm not sure a cameo game is going to happen. Again.
What, as in the singer that sung Word Up?
Yes. Yes, that's what they want.
What, can you customise your cod piece and...
Yeah, exactly.
Red spiky one.
Yeah.
I have to say, the Vita has actually got a decent set of games to start off with. I mean, if you look on the store, it compares to what you normally have. I mean, when you had the PlayStation 3, there's like 8 games, I think.
Yeah, I think it took the PlayStation 3 like at least a year, maybe 18 months to get this sort of software catalogue behind it.
Yeah, exactly.
The Vita's launch window is really impressive.
Yeah, it's too much.
Well, this is the problem.
Yeah.
They've done the same launch window shenanigans as the 3DS did to an extent. Like, Gravity Days is in launch window, but isn't out till like May.
Oh no! But I mean, even just the stuff that's...
Oh yeah, no, I know. I totally mean. I mean, the stuff that's out at launch is brilliant.
This is Sony will be classing their launch window as between now and E3, basically.
Yeah.
And what they want is for this to all be successful, and then there's another couple of things coming over the next month or so. The Unit 13 comes out in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And then, like you say, Gravity Days or Gravity Rush. I can't remember what the Western name.
I think the Western name's Gravity Days.
No, it's coming out. Days in Japan and Rush over here.
I don't even know anymore.
It's such a pointless name change.
But that's coming out in May. There'll be like 3 or 4 other big things, like highlights, between now and E3. And then E3, hopefully they'll take to the stage and tell us all how successful it was.
They won't. No,
what they've got coming for holiday.
I've already made my E3 prediction. Both Nintendo and Sony are cancelling their press conferences. And it's just going to be a cage fight between Jack Tretton and Reggie.
That's what you wanted last year.
That's what we want every year.
Why would you not want that? That'd be much better than a press conference.
It should be a yearly event, and then after that, the other company just backs out of the business for a year.
Winner stays on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever wins gets to stay making hardware for the video games industry, and whoever loses has to clear off for a year and come back with a new idea.
This is why Sega had to quit.
Oh, they just couldn't do it. It was after, what's his name? Dude who ran, Philip, who ran EA Sports for a bit.
Oh. I can't remember.
Peter Moore?
Moore?
Yeah.
Peter Moore.
Peter Moore looked quite handy in a fight.
Yeah, he was wiry, wasn't he?
Just looked like he duck and weave.
Yeah. Although Jack Tretton looks like the sort that would dip his hands in broken glass.
Jack Tretton just looks like he'd bear hug you to death. Just wrap his arms around you and crush your ribcage.
And you'd bloody love every minute of it. No, you would.
Yeah. Whereas Peter Moore looks more like he'd just duck and weave.
Oh, now I'm thinking about whether I'd have a sex sandwich with Jack Tretton and Sully for my chances.
I didn't say anything.
See, I reckon Jack Tretton, he's just going to rip your arms off.
Okay, arms. Yeah,
because he's a Wookiee.
Yeah, secretly. Peter Moore is just going to, he's duck and weave and then stab you with a broken bottle. And then I tell you, what do you reckon Reggie's like?
I reckon he's a big pussycat, yeah. Really.
I reckon he compliments you to death.
Or he's one of those, he's wearing one of those big inflatable sumo suits. And he just unzips it and steps out and he's a little skinny bald guy. Like the Dean from Community. Oh.
No, I imagine Reggie is just like, just screams that his body is ready and then takes to it.
Reggie Fils-Aimé is like 7.5 feet tall, yeah, isn't he?
He's gigantic.
He's like Andre the Giant. He's massive.
Yeah, but so is Jack Tretton. Jack Tretton's
he's not big. He's just kind of.
I don't think Jack Tretton would even. Jack Tretton would pull out a pistol and just have you shot. He wouldn't even do it himself. Just signal.
Yeah.
just signal to the wings and you just drop to the floor.
And no one would ever know.
Yeah.
That Omerta code's a bitch.
Oh, just kicks the body off the stage casually and carries on.
Just in case any lawyers are listening to this, we don't actually think Jack Tretton is a mafia boss.
No, of course not. Definitely.
And Peter Moore definitely has never bottled anything.
No, probably not. Does have weird Xbox tattoos for some reason.
What's he actually?
One of those is real. Do people remember this when he revealed the launch dates for stuff with a tattoo?
Oh, yeah. Because
one of them was fake, but one of them was real. But I can't remember which way around it is.
What a tit.
Yeah, whatever. Good way to attract attention.
Oh, you'd have been brilliant at that press conference when he whips up his sleeve and he's got it tattooed on him and you're like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever, Pete.
And he's still got the old dates tattooed on him as well. This is going to confuse the
slipping. Yeah, that's it. I think that was like the Halo 2 launch date or something. You're like, that's not going to slip once it's tattooed on the boss.
So, do you reckon that's why Sony keep promoting Kasirai? Because he's got really long arms.
See, that's,
for their release dates, it's just a list down
his arm. This is the problem Microsoft have, though. They don't have any like leading person at the minute for the Xbox brand. There's no one to associate.
Their people all sort of disappeared, didn't they? Melted away.
It's not good. They need someone there. They need someone that's handy in a fight. And
they got Steve Ballmer or Ballmer.
Yeah, but he doesn't really involve himself in the Xbox. He just goes to the Windows stuff and screams developers at people.
It's true.
Developers, developers, developers.
Although apparently he's actually incredibly well cultured. You just wouldn't expect it from like the 3 or 4 tirades that he's had in public.
Someone I used to work with was at one of those tirades because they used to work for Microsoft and they'd got invited. They said it was as crazy as it looks on that video. He was absolutely nuts. And the thing was, it was the first time he'd been there, and they were like on the marketing team, and so all these developers going, "Yeah, Steve Ballmer," and they're just going, "It's just like, what the fuck is going on?" Yes, weirdness, very weird. I think we probably, given where we got to in that conversation, we may have exhausted the Vita talk. Given that we got into a cage fight between Reggie Fils-Aimé and Jack Tretton, I think
well, that's not really fair because that's kind of the discussion we go to every chance we get.
Yeah.
Yeah, that just needs to come up more, if I'm honest.
But yes, I think we have probably talked about the Vita quite enough. We should move on. For those that don't care.
It's very shiny, though. That's all I'd like to say.
Yes.
The only other hardware, the only criticism I have is that it's all plastic. It'd be nice if it was glass.
Is it?
Like an iPhone. Yeah, everything's plastic. Front is plastic, and so it's not quite as smooth. Like, you got more friction on it compared to an iPhone.
Just for a second, I thought you were complaining that it's just not like a shard of glass. That it's not just entirely see-through.
No, I mean, instead of just a plastic face, I would like it to be like Gorilla Glass, which everybody else in the universe is using.
Yeah, I have already actually heard of somebody that scored theirs.
Gorilla Glass is awesome as well. Some kind of magic.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It just sounds good.
It does, doesn't it? That's the thing.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm thinking about building a greenhouse out of it.
Are Vitas?
Out of Gorilla Glass.
Oh, right, okay.
No, just make one out of Vitas. Wouldn't be very effective.
Just, yeah.
Very, very expensive. Lewis, you watched Jesus Camp. Would you care to tell us about it?
Did. Can do.
It's up to you, really.
I'm not fussed, really.
Oh, fair enough. Moving on, then. Right. No, go on.
No, it's fine.
All right.
Is it a camp for Jesus?
It's just a camp Jesus.
Oh, is it a Jesus? So it goes, hello!
Hello,
Jesus!
Have you heard the good news?
La 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 la.
That'd be so much better if it was. It's a documentary.
I can see Frankie Howard doing Jesus now. Oh! Oh, I say.
Healed leper.
Titter ye not.
Yeah, it's a documentary about evangelical nut jobs in America.
Oh.
And
that name was as disappointing as Waiting for Superman then.
You Yeah, but yeah, no, Jesus doesn't make an appearance.
Yeah.
Or camp it
no?
up.
Feel cheated.
Yeah. It's just about the evangelical church and its absurdity.
It's indoctrination camps, basically, isn't it?
Yeah, this woman has basically just set up this camp, no doubt is earning shitloads of money from it, to poison the minds of young kids. And it's just cringeworthy, and I just wanted to reach into the screen and crucify every single one of them. At least then they'd have something to, you know, relate to.
Very topical.
Maybe a bit much.
No, it's not really.
If just you rise now, you bastards!
If you watch it, you wouldn't want to do anything else other than hurt these people.
You just come to their corpses 3 days later and kick it and just go, get up then!
At least the adults, because all the kids you sort of forgive, you know, they've just been born into this. Well, except one of them. One of them did need to have their teeth knocked out. And yeah,
remind me what you do for a job.
I work with children, but they're not religious children. There's a difference. Even I have boundaries. it's just full of statistics and absolute craziness. And I think one of the stats was that 75% of American homeschooled kids are evangelicals, and they showed you one of the mums homeschooling her child, and she's teaching him, and she's saying, why would I give him up for 8 hours when I can teach him just as better? So then they cut to her giving him a lesson, and she was reading from a textbook, and it said, science claims that global warming is causing lots of problems for the world today. What's wrong with this statement? Kid turned around and went, it's wrong because the temperature's only gone up by 0.6 degrees. That's not really a problem. She went, that's right. It isn't actually a problem. What?
No, it's totally a problem.
And then she turned around and went, see, when you think about it, science doesn't prove anything. Creationism proves everything. I was like, no,
oh dear.
Actually, that's completely wrong.
You're just a crazy person.
Yeah, you're just mental. And then it's just full of kids speaking in tongues and having epi fits on the floor because they can feel God going through their spirit.
Okay.
Sorry, that was just, that went wrong in my head.
I don't know why I watched it, actually, because I knew I would be infuriated by it.
So it's just God.
Yeah, job done.
They could feel God going for their spirit.
Don't do it, yes.
He was looking for some loose change.
yeah. Sorry.
No, it's Jesus Camp. I think it's on Netflix or Love Film, one of the two.
On the streaming service of your choice.
And it,
or the streaming service that you don't subscribe to.
I subscribe to both.
I haven't got any of them.
But I only subscribe to Netflix, but that won't last very much
longer. I subscribe to both because I just keep forgetting to cancel Love Film. That's just lazy. I have a 360 copy of FIFA 12 that I don't want because I keep forgetting to return it.
You've had that for like 3 weeks now.
I've got till March 3rd to return it to Amazon. So,
do you get to just keep it if you keep it for like the length of time that it would have cost you to buy it in terms of payments?
Oh no, no, this is just something I have from Amazon that I just keep forgetting to return. I had something from Love Film for a year and 2 months. I never watched it.
That's impressive.
Didn't even watch it. It was just there.
Just set your coffee on it.
Oh, yeah. Christ. But now I sent it and I was like, oh, we'll cancel it. And they sent me stuff back. And I was like, oh, Batman. I have to watch this.
What?
Yeah, no, it's really awkward to cancel a Love Film. I phoned them up to cancel them and it took me about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
With a guy trying to talk me into staying.
Isn't it if you do it after midnight or something?
No, I tried.
Really?
Yeah, because somebody said that they had added the option on their website that you could do it now online. So I tried and couldn't find it. And then they said, we'll come back after... I think somebody said midnight and somebody said 2 o'clock in the morning. But I looked for it and couldn't find it and ended up having to phone them.
But someone cancelled Netflix today and they said all they did, they went on Netflix and just pressed the cancel button. And that was it.
Yeah, Netflix makes a big deal when you're signing up about it being so easy to cancel.
Yeah, because clearly they know that Love Film with dicks. Cool.
Yeah, whenever they close that loophole and stop me watching US Netflix, I think I might cancel it in protest.
You're like, you are abiding by your license and I don't like this.
Give me back that grey area, semi-legal content.
Can I recommend a film quickly?
Yeah, if you want.
Can I just say the best quote from Jesus Camp was Harry Potter is a warlock and in the Old Testament he would have been put to death. So,
well,
if they watched, they weren't allowed to watch Harry Potter or read it because he was a warlock.
Well, how do they know he's a warlock if they haven't watched or read it?
Well, I'm guessing they know he's a wizard.
Yeah, but he might be all right. We think Jesus was basically a wizard.
A wizard isn't a warlock. A warlock is a male witch.
Well,
I actually know quite a lot about this because I used to date a witch or warlock.
Right.
True. I've actually stood in the middle of a field at midnight and called the four winds or whatever it was. And then we had fireworks.
Clearly, you paid much attention.
Yay!
it was bonfire night. I did piss myself halfway through the ceremony, though. It was all a bit happy.
Were you meant to? Or
yeah. Was that part of the ceremony?
No, I don't know.
Dreaming of the golden abyss.
Oh, God.
Anyway, yes, film.
What was it?
It's called The Dead. It's a zombie film.
Really?
But it's set
That title's hitting the nail on the head a bit, isn't it?
Yeah. It's set in Africa.
Okay, like Resident Evil 5.
Yeah, it's kind of... If you imagine Far Cry with zombies, it's a bit like that.
Is this the one you recommended for me? And when I looked at the trailer, it looked like a daytime soap opera.
Yeah, that's what you thought it was. Yeah. It's not. It's nothing like that. It's a really, really slow moving... Well, the zombies are slow moving, but the film is as well.
That is the correct type of zombie.
Yeah, but it's absolutely gorgeous because it's pretty much all at daytime and it's just huge African savannas with odd zombies wandering around.
Yeah.
And it's the two characters. There's an American engineer. And then there's another guy who I'm looking for. Prince David Osi, his name is. It's like he actually does a soap in Zimbabwe or something. And like it's his first film. And he is really, really good. Very well acted.
Awesome.
And it's got a really nice twist in it as well. And zombies.
Well, it'd be a bit of a shit zombie film if it was missing the zombie element.
Mm. But it's like £6 on Play or something on Blu-ray, so it's well worth it.
Yeah. I want to talk about a game I went and saw up in that London. That is called...
London in particular?
No, just a random game. No, I went and saw on Monday...
You just went to game in Oxford Street and had a look on the shelves.
on Monday, and this probably should have gone up by the time this podcast goes up. My preview should go up on Monday morning, I think. It's Dirt Showdown, and it's really, really, really good. So basically what they've done is they've taken the Ego engine from Dirt 3, and that's the core of it. But they've tweaked it a bit, so the handling is much more arcadey.
Is Dirt 3 like an open world rally game?
Fuck off.
it's not free either, is it?
So, it's very arcadey, and it's kind of because the whole point is it's a destruction derby, but they're not allowed to call it that, I think, because there was a game called it at some point in the past.
There was on the PlayStation 1. It was awesome.
It was. It had PS1 launch game, I think.
But
you can get it on the PlayStation Store. It's terrible.
Yeah,
time yeah, but it was awesome.
But they haven't got Destruction Derby 2, which is much better.
Carry on, Chris.
All right. So it's kind of that's the aim, and it's just generally absolute chaos. So they showed me the three of the modes that are. I think there's three because they're going for. I think it's speed, style, and destruction are like the three core pillars of their gameplay. So speed is just normal races. Which to me have got this kind of Mario Kart vibe to them, not in that there's pickups or stuff, but in the way the tracks are designed. So the tracks like narrow on the straights and stuff, trying to force you together and that kind of thing, okay. Which it works really well. It's very effective. And there's also ramps and stuff dotted all over the place, and you can cause absolutely insane pileups. It's very, very dynamic to the extent that the PR dudes who were there with me, who have been demoing this over and over again, went, holy crap, how did you do that? just like...
Yeah, this is a tip for anybody that wants to see if a game breaks. Invite Chris to play.
Yeah, like,
and just see what sort of carnage you can come up
with. Caused a 5-car pileup and ended up with the car on its side, which was quite fun. and so the race mode's fine. And there's... style is something called Hooligan, and there's Jim Carner from Dirt 3 again, but they've tweaked that to make it a bit more accessible, which was in response to user feedback. And the really interesting thing about this as well is every change they've made from the main Dirt series is based on data mining from those games. So they've been looking at what users actually do. So like there's only two cameras now. There's bumper cam and there's like third person view, because apparently that's just all that anyone actually used in the old games. So it's quite interesting the way they've done it.
I can't remember if the old ones had in-car view.
Yeah, but I think
there are diehards that will just like cry bloody murder they don't get that.
People will want cockpit view, but it's from what I've heard and what I've seen, it's not really.
No,
that
it's
kind
not
of
at
game.
All. It's not. It's not a sim game at all. It's got this kind of nice, they've balanced the sim arcade handling very nicely. And it's kind of in the kind of Burnout-y type of mold. There's the other, one of the other modes they showed was this figure of eight one, where the track is literally just a figure of eight. So it's got a crossover point in the middle, because they went, if you're just in a standard race, it can get quite dull. Because if you get ahead of everyone, it's not very interesting. So this means if you start pulling ahead, you're crashing with people coming on the other way through the crossover. And that happens quite a lot.
It sounds kind of just like it is basically like a remake of the Destruction Derby game, but with like Burnout Paradise cars. Which sounds awesome.
Yeah, and the only...
Yeah, that does sound brilliant.
They did point out that they've got licensed cars, but only in the race mode. And they've had to turn the damage modelling down there. But in all the other modes, the damage modelling's turned all the way up to the extent that in the final mode I tried, which is the proper demolition derby mode, just like all out, you get points for smashing cars kind of thing. The damage modelling is so high that I managed to crush both the bonnet and the nose of my car. So it just looked like a clown car. so that was just brilliant. That last mode is so much fun, really addictive, really fun. It's got split screen in it, which is good because it's going to be absolutely crazy as a party game. And I adored that final mode. It's kind of a little bit FPS-y as well in kind of some of the stuff they've done, in some of like the mechanics of how it plays. Just where they've done like kill streaks and like little touches like that. And the commentator has a very Unreal Tournament vibe to him, which is quite nice.
Godlike.
But apparently the commentator, I didn't know, was the as a commentator in all the Dirt games, is the creative director of that series, because he also like used to be a DJ on like a rock radio station in America, so he's got the right kind of voice to do it. But it's, that game is fantastic. It's, I would say it is crazier and more fun than Burnout Paradise was.
That wasn't much fun.
I thought Burnout Paradise was brilliant.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Yeah.
To agree to disagree.
Shut up, Lewis.
it to me, it felt better. And I think that's partly because of the way they've done the handling. That the handling is just very, very satisfying. Where they've got it nicely so you feel like you're in control, but it's so easy to bung the cars into a drift and that kind of thing. It's just absolutely wonderful. The full preview of that will probably be up for this podcast. But yes, that game's out in May, I believe, because it's the skin on TSA at the minute. It changed the skin. It was the skin on TSA, and that told me it was in May. Because I was joking that the PR guy's like, yes, I know it's in May because I had it every day for like a month. Just seeing it over and over again, and I knew the Battlefield 3 was so much worse though.
Jesus Christ!
So yes, I know everything about Battlefield 3 from this ad. Oh God!
Yeah. All right, we've seen that picture.
So that is Dirt Showdown, and it's definitely worth getting when it comes out. It looks brilliant.
I have been playing a game which is not out yet.
What's that?
I can talk about, because the embargo's up on Monday, so the podcast will not be up before the embargo. I have been playing SSX.
Oh, how good is SSX?
Ooh.
SSX, the new SSX, Deadly Descents, is phenomenally good.
That's what I like to hear.
It's really good. It's SSX. It's not... Yeah, I know a lot of people had sort of worries that it was going to be, because they... kind of, when they announced it, they kind of said that it was going to be darker and grittier and more realistic and all this sort of shit. It's not that at all. It's not quite as crazy as some of the old SSX tracks. Like, I think, was it Tricky that had kind of, the track was almost just like a pinball table? It was crazy. It had like big weird bumpers and stuff on it.
Yeah.
It doesn't really do that. It is kind of set in the real world. But there are, and I've only played a few hours of it so far, but there is... like, there are levels where you're grinding along the roofs of factories and stuff in Siberia, and you know, it does still have all those crazy grinds and massive, massive drops and stuff. But yeah, it is really, really good so far. So we'll see. I'm reviewing that for Monday.
Awesome.
But very impressed. The only thing, I wasn't too keen on it, it's introduced by DJ Atomica, who does all the Burnout Paradise stuff.
Oh, he's annoying.
Yeah. But he introduces it, but they kind of give it... They've kind of tried to work up a backstory to force it into the real world, where SSX is the name of your team, and it's got snowboarders. It's got a snowboarder and a surfer and a motocross racer in it, and that's why they've called it SSX, because it stands for snowboard, surf, and motocross.
Okay.
And it never did. SSX stood for I can't remember now, but it was SSX was the sport. It was like almost like that rollerballing thing, but downhill. It was like a competitive racing thing in the original games. So it would have been nice to just see that again, but they've kind of tried to justify it for the real world. And there was a guy on the team, Griff was on the team, but now he left the team and went to do it all on his own. So now you've got to beat him to these 9 deadly descents around the world by going and doing tricks on them. Which is kind of a bit stupid. It's like, I don't need that from an SSX game. What I want is for them to go, yeah, it's a big mountain and you basically just have to do crazy shit on the side of it. Go. I could live with that. I don't need like a proper backstory. But the actual gameplay is, it doesn't control like SSX. It's different. Although there is a classic control method that I haven't tried yet. That might take it back to the normal controls. But it plays like SSX, and it still has all the crazy tricks and all the crazy drops and massive grinds and weird scenery. And so, yeah, very impressed.
Awesome. I really want to get my hands on that. I'm really looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to FIFA Street when that comes out as well.
Didn't the demo come out the other day?
For SSX, yeah, it came out.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was definitely this week, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It came out on Tuesday on Xbox Live and Wednesday on PSN.
Yeah, I downloaded that.
I haven't seen. I don't know if the feedback is generally good to that demo, or I haven't seen anybody talking about it yet.
So everybody's just talking about Vita all the time.
Yeah. Just constantly. Like we did.
Yep.
Right, anyone else got anything they would like to talk about?
Well, I've been playing a game, but I can't talk about it because the NDA isn't open. So, no.
Fair enough. Yeah.
It's very good, though.
Yeah, I also have a game that's I haven't played much of, but it's pretty good, but the embargo is not up till March 7th, I think.
Yeah.
So I couldn't talk about that either. No. It's quite good.
It's March the 3rd.
And
there's that
review that's in the back end that we can't talk about, but that's also very positive. Isn't it? Yeah.
I can't read these reviews.
I can see the title.
Oh no.
Yeah, I remember those days. It just mocks you.
Yeah. That game that the review is in the back end was probably something that Lewis would quite like to hear about as well.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Pending.
Yeah.
What one?
That one.
Oh, what have you been on about for 2 years, Lewis?
Journey.
No. That's not. No. I don't know why you'd think it would be that game.
You mean God of War 5?
Yes, obviously.
Yay.
Yeah. That game is rather good, from what I understand.
I played the demo and the beta. Or the beta demo, whatever it was. And it was really, really good.
Yes. So,
take from that what you will.
Yes, whatever game we are definitely talking about here. Mysterious.
Whatever
mysterious
that is.
As it is. In that case, I think it's time for Lewis to do his quiz.
Oh, I can take part in the quiz.
So could I. I'll win.
Yay. Yeah, probably. Depends what the quiz is.
It's another challenging game quiz.
Awesome. I've been really good at these so far.
You have.
Chris, you've been pretty bad.
Yeah, I've been rubbish. I'm fine with that.
It's different. When you're on the air, the pressure gets to you when it's live.
Okay, so you need 1 to 10.
Oh, God. I got... Oh, hang on. Okay.
Why isn't anybody taking the piss out of him and his keyboard?
Because he's not thumping it.
My keyboard's really sticky, though. So it's a bit noisy.
Yeah, we don't want to know that.
No. It's just instantly like, that's not a good thing.
No. Oh. Sorry.
Okay, 1 to 10.
1 to 10. Hang on, let me just spark up.
Oh.
Okay. 1 to 10. Hang on. Question 1.
Yes.
Shadow, Speedy, Bashful, and Pokey are better known as what?
Oh, dear.
Question 2. What is the more common name for the Raven Lord? Question number 3. Los Muertos, the Volk, and Shigen Corporation are three factions ruling which fictional city?
Oh.
I'm not going to do very well in this quiz.
Fuck, I know what game that's from, but I've forgotten the name.
What were the names?
Los Muertos, the Volk, and Shigen Corporation.
Oh, fuck, I know what game that is.
Question number 4. If Protocol 10 was a plan to destroy Arkham City, what was Protocol 11?
I don't know. I haven't finished the damn game.
Well, I haven't finished it either.
Qu- Question number five. What colour is the boomerang bird in Angry Birds?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I
don't think I've played that far.
It's like the fifth level.
Oh, I don't know.
Question six. Dunmer, Bosmer, and Falmer are types of what?
Can you say it again? Sorry.
Dunmer, Bosmer, and Falmer are types of what?
I don't know what
to do. You can also have Thalmor if you want as well.
Triplets. I have no idea. Lithuanian triplets.
Question number seven. I did this one because when I used to play it, I found the pronunciation impossible. So, what is the correct arrangement of the five two-letter words that make up another name for the Patriots?
Oh, fuck.
What is the correct arrangement of the five two-letter words that make up another name for the Patriots?
You bastard.
Question eight. In which game do we see Athena walking off into the sunset with a lycanthropic hero?
Ooh.
What number was this?
That was eight.
Athena.
Question number nine. Yuri Lowenthal, Robin Atkin Downs, Nolan North, and Jake Gyllenhaal have what in common?
Ah, I know that.
And question 10. Dr. Tenenbaum used stem cells from which animal to create Adam? How did you do?
Oh, is that... Hold on, is that Bioshock?
I don't know. Is it?
I have got...
Be a rubbish quizmaster if you didn't know.
I've got six, and I'm pretty confident of five.
I think I've got two.
Two, three, four, five. Not... I've answered six.
Ooh. Tough cup?
I've answered ten, but I've just... Yes.
They just all orcs.
Oh, I might have another one.
Right.
And I think I might... What was question three? Question I might be able to get that
three
one.
Three was Los Muertos, the Volk, and Shigen Corporation are three factions ruling which fictional city?
Okay.
Okay, question number one. Shadow, Speedy, Bashful, and Pokey are better known as...
They're the ghosts in Pac-Man.
Yeah, what their name?
Oh... You want their English names?
Inky, Blinky...
Pinky and Clyde.
But that's it.
I'm guessing Teflon didn't get that because he was
no,
silent.
No, I didn't get
Tough Cup got that because I answered Chris and gave it away.
No, I said ghosts.
Yeah, but I wanted the names. They aren't better known as ghosts.
No, I didn't know that you wanted their names either. I wrote Pac-Man ghosts, Japanese
names.
Yeah,
that's what I wrote.
You can have 1 point.
Yeah.
Hooray!
Can I have a point as well?
No.
No. The Raven Lord is better known as...
No idea.
Bob.
Bob.
No idea.
Anyone?
I don't know. Is this something from World of Warcraft?
It's not, no.
What is it?
It's from Heavenly Sword, and it's King Bohan.
Yeah.
Because he was a raven.
Yeah.
Los Muertos, the Volk, and Charging Corporations are three factions ruling which fictional city?
Is it Pacific City?
Pacific City.
It is Pacific City.
From Crackdown.
Crackdown.
Yeah. From Crackdown.
Hurrah!
Ooh. See, I'd have no chance of knowing that.
So, 2-2-1-0.
Yeah.
If Protocol 10 was a plan to destroy Arkham City, what was Protocol 11?
Is it for...
John
are we allowed to say this? Because people haven't finished the game yet.
Yeah, say it. It's been out
right,
it's blowing up Wonder Tower, isn't it?
It is blowing up Wonder Tower.
I had John Barrowman singing his greatest hits.
You automatically lose.
I wrote rebuild it just as like an outside chance. That it was like a...
Protocol 10's to destroy it, 11's to rebuild it.
Yeah, it's sort of like a two stage rejuvenation project. Yeah,
after Protocol 10, they're all sitting around with their sandwiches. Right, shall we do Protocol 11 now then?
I'm never going to finish that game. It's shit.
Oh, fuck you.
Shush.
3-3-1-0. What colour is the boomerang bird in Angry Birds?
Green. I actually wrote green.
It is green.
I wrote yellow.
Yes.
Green with a white belly, if you want to be precise. 3-3-3-1.
Angry Birds is shit.
Yeah.
It is a bit.
Next question. Dunmer, Bosmer, Falmer, and Thalmor are all types of what?
Oh, no idea.
Elves.
Elf, yes. From Skyrim.
Yeah.
So that was just Peter, yeah?
Yeah.
There's a surprise, a Skyrim question.
Well, I hadn't done one for ages.
Since the last podcast.
No, I didn't do one last podcast, or the one before that. So shut your mouth.
Ooh, get your hoity-toity when you get to told off.
To be fair, they are the elven races of Tamriel. They're in all of the Elder Scrolls games.
Yeah.
I've played any of them.
Well, you should.
I'm not really into RPGs at all.
What is the correct arrangement of the 5 two-letter words that make up another name for the Patriot?
Right, I've guessed.
Okay, Peter, you go first.
No.
I've guessed.
Okay, tough cub. Hang on. Wait your turn.
Right.
I think it's La La Li L I Lu L U L E and then low.
Okay.
La Li Lu Li Lo.
Chris.
I've got the same. La Li Lu Li Lo.
Hey, Teflon.
No, I didn't get that.
You people talking about?
It is the La Li Lu Le Lo.
Yeah.
You two get a point.
It's Metal Gear Solid, though, isn't it? Yeah. But I don't. I've only played 4 and 1, so I've missed out.
It was all in 1, and it was all in 4.
No, was it wasn't it? In 1, it was in 2. It's right. In 2 and 4.
And it was in 4.
Yeah, it's in 2 and 4.
Well, the La Li Lu Le Lo bit passed me by.
It is.
Yeah, it sounds vaguely familiar, but very vague.
It sounds a bit. It sounds similar to how you learn your vowels as a child, but with L in front of each vowel.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a phonetic primary school teacher having a stroke.
That's frowned upon in primary schools.
What, having a stroke?
Oh, Jesus.
Believe me, I know.
I like how it's only frowned upon. Like, you can do it, but like, just be a bit disappointed, wouldn't you?
Just get, oh, Lewis, go away.
Not again.
Put a
Mr.
book over
Lewis.
It.
I used to pronounce it the la lule 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 lu. I never was able to say it.
That's the Hawaiian version.
Yes. Next question. In which game do we see Athena walking off with a lycanthropic hero?
Oh, no idea.
God of knows. War or something. I think it's first God of War, isn't it?
Yeah, I would guess God of War.
It's not.
He's not a werewolf.
Yeah.
No, that's what threw me
it's
off.
It's Altered Beast.
Altered Beast
God.
Is shit.
No, it's not.
I never liked Altered Beast at all.
Oh, I didn't like it. I never used to be able to get past the first level.
Yeah, that's why I didn't like it either, because I couldn't do it.
If you get the... there's the version which was... I think it was free on PS Plus. You get Infinite Continue, so you can finish it.
Yeah.
Yuri Lowenthal, Robin Atkin Downs, Nolan North, and Jake Gyllenhaal have what in common?
Prince of Persia.
They've all played Prince of Persia.
Yay.
And Dr. Tenenbaum used stem cells from which animal to create Adam?
I know.
I don't know.
I think. But I only know because I've read it. I don't know because I like the game.
Okay.
Is it Sea Slug?
Yep.
It is Sea Slug.
Awesome.
Which means Peter wins.
Oh, did Peter win
6
by 1?
6 out of 10.
Did I get 5?
I'm not keeping count.
Oh, thanks.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 5.
I got 7.
I know Peter won. That was all I know.
1, 2.
Yeah, Peter won. Tough cub.
Four.
How many did you say? 6.
No, I got...
And I got 7.
How many did Peter get?
I got 6.
I got 6 as well.
Did you? What ones?
I get Pac-Man, Pacific City, Blowing Up Wonder Tower, Green, La Li Lu Li.
Did you say Green?
Yeah, I said Green. La.
He did. Everyone said Green.
La Li Lu Li Lo and Prince of Persia.
Okay. In which case,
I need a tiebreak question, don't I?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Do a quantitative one, because it works.
Can be worth 10 points.
Let's
for everyone to play.
Yeah.
It's like Countdown at the double end of Countdown. Broke. It's one, but for one for 10 points.
Let's have a look. Think. I could be evil then and reference an old podcast, but
in which podcast episode?
Yeah. I was gonna say no. Right. Let's do that one. Okay. Wait for it. I'm just checking my facts.
Is this like first a shout out or
closest to it?
All right.
Okay.
How many cookies in this jar?
None.
Okay. How many miles is the moon from the Earth when it's closest?
When it's closest.
Oh. Wait.
It's. Okay. Two. It's.
Are you lot Googling?
250,000. No, I'm trying to remember. It's 200 and something.
Okay, I need a number.
I didn't actually realise that the moon got closer. 250,000.
Okay.
Wait, I'm just thinking, 30, 60, 980, 199,000.
Are you working out?
I heard something that like 36,000 is about a quarter of the way, so.
So Chris, you're saying?
About 197,
98,000,
something like that.
Okay, and Peter, you're saying 250.
Yeah.
Right.
You should say 200.
I think.
Because then, you see.
You're pretty much exactly the same either side of it. But I think Chris is the closest. When the moon's close, it's 2,221.
Yeah, that puts me slightly closer.
221,463 miles.
I think that puts me slightly
when
closer.
When it's furthest, it's 251,968.
So Chris wins by about 500
Chris wins.
Miles.
Yeah. Go me.
Well done, Chris.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
I mean, just extensive knowledge of the moon and Angry Birds.
Yeah.
Chris takes it.
Moon, Angry Birds, and vowels.
Yep, that's how it goes. Before we move on to the questions, which we will in a moment, I thought I'd just like to say that the lovely chap that is Chris Brown, because we all know he's such a nice man. Chris
Who?
Brown.
We're not talking about that fucker again, are we?
Such a nice man.
What, the one who beat up Rihanna?
He's been pulled into police custody, apparently.
Has he?
not quite. He's been facing a robbery accusation for nicking a fan's iPhone. Because a fan took a picture of him and he went, no, you're not going to put it out the internet, and nicked her iPhone and drove off. Which is just charming. Charming.
Did you see his cock?
If he had an ounce of sense, he would have taken the phone, deleted the photo, and given it back.
Yes.
He probably can't work out how to do that. But he had to drive off somewhere and just sit in a lay-by punching the phone.
Allegedly.
But he's got a bounty on his head now, hasn't he? Did you see?
Has he?
Yeah, there's an Australian comedian who's offering $1,000 for the first person who can punch him in the face and get it on video.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then the British website Holy Moly added another $2,000 on top, and I think it's gradually snowballing to a massive fund of who could beat up Chris
Brown. They should put that on Kickstarter. See if they can beat Double Fine's record.
That would top Double Fine. Oh, I would chip in money to that. The thing is,
I would travel to America to be the person that did it.
The thing that was really disturbing was I saw a Twitter search of just all these girls who were like, oh, I'd let Chris Brown beat me up any day. He's so dreamy. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh my God.
Weirdos.
It really is. Like, that whole situation. And now Rihanna and Chris Brown are collaborating on remixes.
No.
Really?
Rihanna and Chris Brown are collaborating with each
other. Punch him in the face, Rihanna.
No way.
On remixes.
What is she like, doing?
Everything I hear is that Rihanna is basically, like, simple. Apparently she's really, really stupid. But that doesn't excuse anything. Like, her record company should step in, or a management, or somebody should have the decency.
Jay-Z should turn around and go,
what? Yeah, take her to one side and say, look, love, this just, like, you're not doing yourself any favours here. And he's obviously a tit.
Yeah.
It's just, the whole situation is just quite sad, really. So there you go.
Great, we've done pop music while I'm here.
Yeah.
My work is done. Next week, Kylie versus Jason.
I saw somebody moaning about Bruno Mars this week because he was on the Brits. I will not have any moaning about Bruno Mars.
Yeah,
Bruno Mars is my favourite pop star.
He's fantastic.
He's awful.
No, he's not.
I don't know about his music. I haven't listened to pop music in years. But
what?
Bruno Mars is a lovely bloke.
Oh, I know he's a nice chap, but his music is bloody awful.
No, it's brilliant.
His
live performance at the Brits was brilliant.
Was just Jackie Wilson.
He stayed at my wife's hotel, and his girlfriend apparently gave a bit of attitude. She was talking down to one of the waitresses, and he told her to shut up.
told his girlfriend to
shut up. Don't talk to human beings like that.
Okay,
that's
like
not
it.
The way you get on. And if you carry on like that, you won't be coming with me anymore.
I always get confused because I confuse Bruno Mars with 30 Seconds to Mars, and they're not the same people at all.
They are similar.
Oh dear.
They are
so,
both Bruno
Mars
Martians.
Is my favourite pop star.
Get out.
I also like Jessie J.
Taxi, yes.
Oh, God.
Although she only seems to have one song.
She's only got one outfit.
I haven't quite worked out who Nicki Minaj is yet. Is that a person?
Oh.
Did you see her on the Grammys?
Nicki Minaj is awesome.
She always sounds like. I just think it sounds like Nicki, my vag. It's not nice. It's,
that's some sort what of weird exorcism routine with the most bizarre song. Some She's English British. Woman singing the chorus going, Mother, Mother! And that's...
Oh, was that MIA?
Oh, I don't know. Could have been.
MIA was on the Super Bowl with her.
No, Nicki Minaj is British.
Is she?
I thought she was Jamaican
she
or something.
She sounds American. No,
she's... South London or something.
Oh, God.
That's why she does all the singing and then she goes into that Cockney rhyming slam shit.
Mm. Like, she just put that on.
No. She does all her beautiful singing and goes, knees up with the brown, knees up with the brown.
Oh, really? I won't listen to that.
Oh, Jesus.
I am now Googling Nicki Minaj.
Blah, blah, blah. Questions. Top Gear Sam says... Oh, what video game franchise would you want to be made into a movie?
We've done this loads of times.
Yeah.
That's just your answer for every question, isn't it?
Flashback, and then give it 30 seconds, and then Lewis goes, Journey!
Ratchet and Clank, done by Pixar.
Oh, that's a good
show.
That would
be quite cool,
actually. Yeah,
yeah.
Who'd have thought?
Yeah.
Me. Obviously.
Who'd have thought? Tough Cops had a good idea.
Hey.
I'd quite like something like... I genuinely would watch Journey.
How would that even be a movie?
You would. What, how can it not be a movie?
Well, it could be like a sort of French cartoon, which you used to get on like children's BBC.
Oh, like a Studio Ghibli thing.
Yeah, you always used to get those during the summer holidays, didn't you? There's some strange French thing with no words.
Give it a theme tune similar to Mysterious Cities of Gold and you're done. That's it. International success.
I'm sorry, if it's not the raccoons, I'm not interested.
How old are you, Chris, by the
24.
Way?
24.
I was trying to work out the other day because all you talk about is kid stuff.
Yeah, I'm just
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Pokemon. And
oh, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is awesome, though.
No!
Says that the man who never shuts up about Transformers.
I don't. You? Don't? No, I don't. They are a hobby. Thank you very much.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are Chris's hobby. Stop judging.
No, they're... toys. Comics.
They were cartoons first and foremost.
Actually, they weren't. They were a comic series in black and white that's quite widely well regarded.
For God's sake, I'm trying to stick up for you, Chris.
Well, you're both wrong, because they weren't. They were toys first.
No, they were a comic book series first.
Chris?
They were a black
Chris?
And
They weren't.
Chris?
They were turtles that little fella put down the sewer.
Hang on. Yes. Are you talking about turtles or Transformers?
Yeah, Peter, you're right. No, turtles, not Transformers. Transformers were toys.
Oh, okay.
Transformers were toys.
Oh, yeah, no, we were aware that Transformers were toys, which makes it even worse for you, Tough Cub.
No, because they were toys when I was a kid.
But you're not a kid anymore.
Which is why I have all the adult versions.
That's like getting the adult versions of the Harry Potter books. It's just cheating.
When I was a kid, I was really into He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, but they never made adult versions of them.
Well, I have
we're talking about
nearly,
the Dolph Lundgren films, pretty adult.
I've got nearly £1,000 worth of adult Transformers sat behind me. Six of them. I had to get them imported.
You've Jesus. Got too much money.
Oh, but they're gorgeous.
£1,000 for six.
Yeah, pretty much.
If anybody knows maths, they could work out how much that was.
Adult Transformers sounds.
And it'd probably be cheaper than buying Optimus Prime.
Yeah, they're about 140.
Adult Transformers sounds like really wrong in some way.
Yeah. Like you pull them apart and a massive dildo sparks out. That's what
I
it
used
sounds
to have
like.
One like that.
Yeah, there I don't want to know. Called... It was a joke.
No. There was a Transformer called Scattershot, and it was like it was a spaceship, right? And it had a big nose cone. And when you press the nose cone, right, it used to split apart like a huge cock.
Shoot everywhere.
But, cocks are not meant to split apart.
But in robot...
As far as I'm aware.
When you turned it into a robot, the gun was meant to go up. It's like, so it was like flush against its back. But you could actually swing it in between its legs. Just have it as a massive cock, which you could fire.
This is just where it all started for you, really, wasn't it, Tough Cub? The scatter shot.
No. It all started when my brother got my bike and I got disco lights.
Fair enough.
That is a true story.
I don't really know what the answer to that question was. Something. Raccoons.
Oh.
Journey.
Yeah, Journey. Dan.
Journey.
Conker's
Flashback.
Bad Fur Day. Conker's Bad Fur Day. It would make quite a good cartoon film type thing. It would be a piss take.
Yeah, it'd be all right. Let's make...
FIFA.
FIFA. It's like called Goal. There was a film called Goal or something, which is a football game.
Yeah.
So they've done FIFA.
Let's make Spider-Man, the Amazing Spider-Man game, back into a movie.
And then we can make a graphic novel of the movie script.
Assassin's Creed would be good, although it's quite an obvious answer.
No, because the minute he dives off a 60-foot building into a pail of high. Pail of high.
Pile of high.
A pile of hay. Pivler just walked out. Pile of high.
I say. Pile of high.
Good morning.
just passing by.
Our news editor, Dan Lee, who's a lovely man.
Well, he's a man.
As they say in a way. I'm going to do a Kickstarter for the Get Dan to Yuga 2012 project. You in?
Yes. Well,
I don't know, what are the rewards?
He doesn't live that far away, does he?
He lives in, like, Newcastle or something.
Stanley.
He's
stupid.
He can't do a Kickstarter, then.
You need somebody with an American bank account to fund it.
And of all people, I'm sure Dan knows several people with several bank accounts.
Named after dogs.
Yep. I don't know, Dan. Probably. I don't. What? Well, you need to tell me what the rewards are. If you come up with some good rewards, then I might be in.
Well, the rewards aren't having Dan Lee.
Yeah, but that's not. Like, that's just like the. You have to have more tiers of that.
Are you actually going to give Dan the opportunity to tell you what the rewards of paying him are?
Yes.
He doesn't explain that. He just comes around and shows you.
Aaron Suddy says, is it time TSA had an expo? Sure, we'd probably have to host it at someone's house, but it'd be awesome.
So he asked a question and answered it in the same tweet.
I always thought it would be far cooler to have like a TSA roadshow.
Yeah, we always talked about that. Just like in a
we like hired a big van and just drove it around the whole country. having like nights in different places.
That'd be awesome.
That would be quite cool.
Plus, I'd get to drive a van.
I like how that's the most exciting bit of this for you.
I'll follow you around in a jiffy truck. I quite want to drive a jiffy truck.
So don't.
Plus, we can put food in
don't,
it.
Don't normally get to drive a van. I like to drive a van.
I haven't driven a van in ages.
That's really.
Oh, it's the little things, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's just like the weirdest dream. It's just aim low. Aim low. What's your dream, Peter? Quite like to drive a van again. I guess.
That's basically kind of that kind of dream which you have when you've just gone back to sleep.
Yeah.
It's always something like based in real life, but kind of weird. So he'd be driving a van with donut wheels. Or something, and then he'd get out and start eating the wheels. And then you think, wait a second, this is a dream, and wake up
the
again.
The problem is, my dreams are just getting properly weird. My dreams are just getting like, oh, I'm going to this, and it's not a weird meeting. I just go to the meeting, and then sit there and have a meeting, and then leave again, and then I wake up.
You go home. You're in the dream. You go home. You go to bed, and then you wake up again.
Yeah, basically. And I'm like, great. That's fantastic. I've dreamt about editing TSA articles before. And it's like, wonderful. And I wake up and I'm like, well, I guess it's time to edit TSA articles.
Splendid. I have two recurring dreams, one of which is really not very pleasant, but one of them is quite funny.
Okay.
Which is?
The funny one is that I am being chased by a bumblebee, but it's a bumblebee the size of a car, and it is flying. And it's, you know, the way sometimes in dreams you don't actually know what's going on, but you kind of just know what was seen it. Well, I know that he's chasing me because he wants my socks.
That wasn't really funny up until that point. That was
how
quite scary.
How many pairs of socks are you wearing?
Just the one pair of socks, but I know that the bumblebee just wants to catch me and steal my socks. And I'm running, terrified.
What?
Which is also the only instance of me running in the past 15 years.
Why don't you just give it your socks?
Because they're my socks.
You know what you need for that dream, don't you?
What?
A van.
More socks?
Yeah. And put the bumblebee in the back.
I thought you were too possessive about your socks.
Socks are a very personal thing.
Are these the toe socks that I bought for you?
Do you know what, Teflon?
Freak.
I mocked those toe socks, like, ridiculously, but I have since come round to them completely.
They're good, aren't they?
Absolute convert. Those toe socks are amazing.
They're not even socks. They're part of a wetsuit.
No, the actual socks that go on under the weird rubber shoes. I'm still not sold on the weird rubber shoes.
Oh, fair.
Is that because you haven't tried them yet, though? Because you weren't sold on the socks till you tried them.
No, I've got a weirdly deformed toe as well.
Lovely.
So I might not actually fit into those shoes. My second toe, the one next to Big Toe, is kind of like bent on both feet.
Hello.
And my other recurring dream is me standing in the middle of Tesco's shitting myself and everybody standing around me pointing and laughing.
Oh, lovely.
And it just doesn't stop for like 10 or 15 minutes. Just
what, the laughing or the shitting?
The shitting.
That's just impressive for the NFL.
Fully clothed, out the bottom of my trousers and everything. Spilling out everywhere. Just like me in a massive pile of shit.
That's more impressive than anything.
Yeah.
The only recurring dream I used to have is when I was younger. We used to go fishing a lot, and we used to park by the river. And I always used to dream that I was left in the car. I was about 8. And as I was left in the car, 8 cartoon sharks jumped out of the river and began dancing around the car. And I couldn't get out because they'd eat me.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
But they were proper
cartoon sharks with big smiley faces.
Like Sharky and George?
Yeah.
They're
just like,
I don't really have recurring dreams. The most memorable one I had was when I was like in City Boys, and it started off in the locker room of City Boys, and this alien from the film Aliens appeared, and we all like shit ourselves and hid and stuff. And then when I was hiding, I pushed down a locker and I was in the middle of a giant Tesco.
That was Peter.
Not funny. It was quite scary. And then the alien was chasing us through Tesco, and then I pushed down a bookshelf in one of the aisles of Tesco and was outside in like a massive garden. And then there were two giant Venus flytraps, and they burst open, and two more aliens appeared out of them, but they were good aliens. They killed the bad alien and then flew away in their spaceship.
Sorry.
It's very tense.
Sounds like a kind of shit version of The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe.
The Lion, the Witch and the Aliens.
If Aslan was in it, that would have been such a better dream.
I've just got an image of the alien from Aliens running through Tesco's with like a shopping cart pushing it along. Kind of, oh, look, ready meals. I have some of them.
Yeah,
the only dream that I can think of off the top of my head is like a nightmare I had when I was, I don't know, 5 or 6 or something. And it was the Ghostbusters were chasing Slimer. And I was somehow caught up in this and I was being chased by the Ghostbusters. And that, like, really scared me. And that has stuck with me ever since. I'm not sure why. I really like Ghostbusters, a film. I'm not scared of them in the slightest, but it's just weird.
Yeah. All right, then.
Can't translate that one.
Final Twitter question. Talk with Sam again. What game franchise would you like to see make its way over to the Vita that hasn't already?
Journey.
It's not a franchise yet, really.
Yet.
The Elder Scrolls games, I'd really like to see.
Surely putting Journey onto Vita would make it a franchise.
That could be a title. Unless it's just a Journey onto Vita.
Jesus, that's really bad. I would like to see Halo make its way into Vita.
Well, that's going to happen. If you're going to be like that, I want to see DJ Hero.
DJ Hero.
Oh, they could actually do that. Really good, couldn't they?
Yeah.
That wouldn't.
Well, no. I mean, in the sense of the control, DJ Hero itself is all right as a game. I quite enjoyed it, but it's not amazing.
That's bad. It's quite fun.
Yeah, although I'm not a professional DJ like you, Tough Girl.
Who laughed?
But I do find it.
People that buys music.
But it's
fuck off, I've got a gold disc.
But it was fun. I was only joking. That game is fun, but I imagine it's nothing actually like DJing at all, but
nothing like teaching. No, it's not.
Well, Guitar Hero was nothing like any guitar, was it?
Yeah, did you say gold disc or gold abyss?
Gold disc. Don't start that game. No, the thing with DJ Hero is, the problem with DJ Hero is they could have made it like DJing, and you could have made a game out of it. But they didn't. They just put Guitar Hero with a different controller. There's no reason with the controller you've got, you couldn't actually use it to DJ.
Yeah.
But you could do a good rhythm music game with the Vita because of the touchpad at the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Michael Jackson game actually is quite good as a rhythm game. I don't like music rhythm games at all, but I quite enjoyed that Michael Jackson game.
All right. There we go.
I didn't know that game existed.
Moving on to the 4 of them questions.
Which is one.
There's like 2.
Are they both from Lone Steven?
No, one's from Minnie Lipscomb.
Minnie Lipscomb?
Yeah, Minnie Lipscomb.
Oh, your rude brother.
Is he rude?
He's on reading some of his tweets. It's quite vile. Logan, you swear.
I swear a huge amount.
You are terrible.
I swear almost consistently. I'm known as Lipscomb Smash at work, so I get so angry.
You listen to the podcast, and somebody will say something, and Peter will go, yes, and Lewis will go, yes, and you'll go, oh, fuck yeah!
Yeah.
Or, I'm all over that shit.
Yeah, I'm terrible, or, I know, I swear like a doctor.
Did you find a podcast where I would just answer yes?
Well, you're quite polite most of the time, dear.
Yeah.
Wow.
Unlike Chris.
I know, I'm terrible for swearing. I'm perfectly well aware of it, I just don't care. Solid Stevens.
Youth of today.
Solid Stevens says, it's that time of week again, folks. The bloke who wishes he could force trade people via his PC and is currently hiding from the TSA review is Peter. The man that everyone wants to review Star Wars Kinect just because it has a dancing feature. I want to review because it's a dancing feature. And has buried his flat in comics, Chris. That is pretty accurate. The sound effects machine that's become self aware and is running on TSA version 9.2. And was given a Vita by Drake Kev, who's not actually here, so that's incorrect. And the man that owns two... I like to just give commentary as I'm going along. The man that owns 2 DVDs and is still addicted to Skyrim and still has to be dragged to...
I'm not anymore, because the game's fucking broke.
Oh, finally! Finally it broke for you. I knew it would happen eventually.
I can't do anything. It won't let me move. No, it's not lag. I can't access the quest. I go to the bloke and he goes, yeah, what do you want? I'm like, no, give me the option to continue the quest. I punch him and I shout at him and I kill him. I run away from him. I turn into a werewolf and he still does fuck all.
Do you not?
I had that problem with Far Cry 2. I may have moaned about this on the podcast before. Far Cry 2 broke for me halfway through the game in my second playthrough. Now it's free for PS Plus people. So I downloaded it again thinking, oh, maybe they fixed it. And my save games work with it, which is awesome because they don't usually for downloads. And I loaded up my save and I went to the same bit and it's still broken. They haven't fixed it. Like 3 years later, it's nearly 4 years later, it's still broken in the same bit. They haven't fixed it because the guy has fallen through the floor of his cabin.
Lovely.
it angers me.
I'm so pissed off at Skyrim. I've put like 160 hours into that game. I need two more trophies to get the platinum, and this last quest is like the one of the very last ones, and the story will be done. And he just won't do it. I looked on the net to try and find, and there's loads of people with the same problem. And one bloke went, "What you need to do is you go and visit him, park your horse far away from where he is." Go back
park
to camp.
Park your horse.
Yeah, park your horse far away from him.
Go, beep, beep,
beep, beep. Go back
this
to
horse
him.
Is reversing.
Beep, beep, beep.
Go back to him, punch him, then when his back is turned, once you've punched him, turn into a werewolf, wait for him to wake back up, punch him again, then run off in the opposite direction of your horse, go for Windhelm, save it, pay off your bounty, sleep for 24 hours, go back and it'll be fixed. I was like, what? You are fucking joking me.
Did you try it?
It didn't work. It's not funny.
No, that's quite funny.
I think it's hilarious.
I'm upset.
I think it's hilarious that someone's pulled such Lewis. An epic prank on every person that is in this situation.
We've fixed everything apart from the last quest.
But the annoying
you
thing is
never finish it.
Everyone else is going, oh yeah, no, that happened to me. I just punched him and then he spoke to me. He won't do it for me. Why would it work?
Not punching him hard enough. all right. I'm just going to do a couple of questions.
I set fire to him.
Just going
to
do a couple of questions from... Oh, he's only got like 5 this week, actually. That's not too bad. Will Peter force Chris to do a video of him dancing if he has to review Star Wars Kinect? Well, I don't have a Kinect, but it wouldn't really require any force. Like, no one forced me to do the second Dance Central video.
No, Chris was completely complicit in these videos.
He was saying on Twitter the other day, what's the point of you lot having power if you're not going to use it? And we were like, we don't have power over anyone. And then it's like, you make Chris dance. And we were like, nobody made him dance.
Well, no, to be fair,
he was there with the sweatbands going, yeah, let's
do
this.
For Dance Central 1, Dan did make me dance for that. And then I just embraced it after that.
I've never met Dan in real life.
That's a film.
Haven't you?
No, everybody else has.
I've met everyone, yeah. I think.
I have
never met him.
I've not met Dan.
You've not met me, Tough Cub. You were close, but you missed.
Well, you keep on, like, circling my office the other day. It was a bit scary, frankly.
Is Teflon showing up on Corinne's office?
Well, Chris goes to my Starbucks and insults
just
everyone
once.
There. They don't like you at all, Chris.
Just...
Oh, it's far too posh. Everybody's wearing suits. It's Mayfair.
Yeah.
Of course it's everybody's in suits.
Yeah, that's right. I don't like that. That's why I liked going to Lunch PR. No one was in suits there at all.
But Lunch PR is like a dodgy back alley. It's where...
Isn't that in Islington?
No, Lunch PR is actually on the street, the front of the Oasis.
Lunch PR is about 2 minutes walk.
Denmark Street.
Lunch PR is 2 minutes walk from Radio 1. Because I did work experience at Radio 1.
W1N1DJ. How's that postcard?
I don't know if it still is, because they've... Isn't that the one at Broadcasting House? Because they're not in Broadcasting House at the minute.
It's empty.
It's not entirely empty. They still do some of the Radio 4 stuff there.
I'll get you.
Has Tough Cub now been banned from going to any of Acti's parties due to TSA reporting blobs too? No.
No. No, because I'm going to Activision next week to go and play Transformers. La 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 la.
This is a misconception that people have, is that if you say bad things about people, they stop talking to you. That's not true at all. We reported on that Activision thing, which we don't know if it was true or not. There was some French blog talked about it. And it may have been true and it may not have been true. But it's news, so we report on it. And Activision, all their PR people, they understand
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and Capcom were particularly nice after we...
Yeah, all that thing. I mean, you blew that story out of the water. That was like that was a global thing.
What story?
They teased their Resident Evil 5. They teased it with like these, or six, yeah. With like a video that showed billboards, and Tufka went down and found the billboards and then phoned the company.
It was the only one billboard they actually physically made. All the other billboards on that site are faked, photoshopped. And they actually made just one, which happened to be about 10 minutes away from my office. Which was stupid.
I don't understand. What?
There was a viral site, Lewis, which was called it was something about infections, and basically it was like all these shots of graffiti or what looked like graffiti all around the world, and it was like Rio de Janeiro and Africa on the side of a hut, and you know, it was on a wall in Beirut or somewhere, and then it was on a billboard in South London. But it actually was a billboard in South London. So I went down and phoned the company up, because all the billboards in London now have the company underneath who actually uses it. So I went and phoned them up and said, that billboard under that bridge, who's licensed it? And then they phoned me back about 2 hours later and said, Capcom.
Ooh.
Yeah. So there you go. Breaking news.
There was a good picture
but
of
yeah, and people kind of assumed that Capcom would be pissed off about that because it blew their big teaser release thing. Yeah. But they're not at all. You know, Capcom, we have a really good relationship with Capcom, actually. They send us loads of stuff, nice and early, and they're really good about it. And Capcom's PR team are hilarious. Some of the emails they send.
Yeah,
their
PR team's really good, actually.
Yeah, the PR guy left a few months ago, and I thought, oh, he's left, the really funny emails will dry up, but the new guy's just as funny.
Sorry.
Certainly.
I was thinking about a completely different PR team.
Although, I must say, the guy who amuses me the most, not so much a little bit in emails but in person, is Nick Murray
yeah, from Indigo Pearl. He's my favorite.
He's
PR
hilarious man. In person. He's absolutely amazing in person.
I was talking to him on the phone,
so nice.
He was inviting me to a thing, and I said, well, to be honest, Nick, I don't think like that wouldn't really translate to our readers wouldn't really like that sort of stuff, so we're not that much used to you in a PR sense. And he said, oh, no, it's just I haven't seen you since Eurogamer. I thought you'd like to come over and have dinner.
Oh, what a nice man.
Fair enough.
He's absolutely lovely. I saw him because he was running the GMAs. He apologised that he didn't have enough time to chat to me. I was like, you're running the GMAs? That seems like a fairly big event.
Yeah, he's a lovely
guy. Yeah,
he's
absolutely lovely. Right, if TSA had an actual building and unlimited funds, what would the building look like and how would you spend the cash?
Skyrim.
It looked like a building.
Giant cock.
with a transformer attached.
No. A castle where all of the towers are giant cocks.
Yes, of course.
Like a Disney prince, like the Disney castle. But just instead of the little pointy roofs, it's just like a big bell end.
They did that, didn't they? There was like a Disney DVD cover of a castle. I think it was like Beauty and the Beast or something. They re-released it. And then some mothers pointed out that the castle in the background had huge cocks on it. I'm going to look that up now.
How does that get missed? Who's like, yeah, just it's fine, clear it. Just the cocks.
That happened the same week we fired Dave, the DVD cover artist.
Oh, fuck. This is bad news. I've just got emails from Microsoft saying that I've bought loads of points on Xbox Live.
Oh, dear.
Oops.
Oh, dear.
Oh, here we go. It's the Little Mermaid. Yeah. The Little Mermaid has a penis on it.
Lovely.
Okay.
So, breaking news.
This is just a trick to get everyone to Google the Little Mermaid.
No. There you go. I've sent you the link.
All right. So, breaking news, Pete.
I meant the listeners, to be fair.
Peter's Xbox Live account has been hacked, then.
Yeah, just breaking. For the second time in a year, my Xbox Live account seems to have been fucked over by somebody.
Yeah, sure, right.
Apparently, I've also bought Alice Madness Returns. Wonderful.
I'd say you're absolutely right, Tough Cub. That's definitely a cock.
It is. A gold, sparkling cock.
It's the fact it's gold and sparkly that I like. It's just... add some class to it.
If all cocks were gold and sparkly, then maybe.
Yeah. It feels like the kind of, it feels like the cock that Trump would build. Just lovely, golden.
A cock that Trump would have when his doesn't work anymore.
Oh, it was such a shame that he didn't decide to run for president.
I know, the jokes would have been amazing.
Brilliant. The Daily Show was so upset when he said he wasn't going to run for president.
Sorry, I just talked to my husband. What were we talking about?
How would we spend the cash if we had unlimited funds?
I don't know. I'd probably buy the fire station from Ghostbusters for
all. Oh, that'd be awesome!
That'd be awesome.
And then,
so you've relocated. There we go.
Teflon wouldn't like that because they'd be running around chasing him.
So, basically, you'd relocate us all to New York just so we could do that.
Pretty much. I found that the fire station that they used in Ghostbusters in New York, when I visited New York, we just went out walking one morning and turned around a corner and it was there. I was like, Jesus Christ, it's the Ghostbusters fire station.
They restored it from when it blew up in the films. Is it a Ghostbusters museum? It should be.
No, I think actually it is a working fire station.
Yeah, it's in like a trailer for something. There's always an advert that comes in the cinema. Where it's like, it's a working fire station, sharp, I don't care. It says, I'm doing the community. Oh, God, I'm not reading that. I saw two feature ads within a space of an hour last Friday. Should I have made a wish, or is the world going to end because of that?
Neither. Because he saw two adverts. No, that just means that you need to start watching your TV on demand.
No, I think it was more the fact that he meant the unlikeliness of seeing two Vita adverts so close together.
Isn't that unlikely? I mean,
Sony actually seemed to be putting money into this.
Yeah, just
at the wrong time with the wrong advertising campaign. Yes, but lots of money and lots of adverts.
Yeah,
they are a little bit late with it, but they do seem to. And in strange places, it all seems to be TV advertising.
Can I just say to any authorities who are listening and looking at my browser history, just because I've searched for Disney cock, I'm not a paedophile.
Okay?
I just realised what I googled. I was looking
quick. Right. You can just delete your Google search history.
Yeah,
their privacy policy hasn't changed yet, so you're safe.
You're saying when it changes, they just instantly hand it to the police.
Oh yeah,
as soon as you search.
When it changes, you're fucked. I'm sorry, but.
I have actually just, I've done the one thing which Google didn't want me to, and I logged out, so...
I'm never logged in.
Yeah, but I was logged in for just like email or whatever. I can't remember why I was logged in, but I've now logged out, so they're not tracking me as well.
Oh, I like being tracked. It's awesome.
Weirdo.
You need to get Yahoo.
Or a stalker.
No, because then they give me relevant search results and stuff. It means that I now search for date, and I get the brilliant PHP date function, which is really handy.
And I'm gonna get Simba and gay porn. Wonderful.
Has anybody played Alice Madness Returns?
Yes, I've got it.
Is it any good? Because apparently I've just bought it on Xbox Live.
It's not too bad actually. Yeah, it's okay in the sort of runny, roundy, smashy things.
Have you got just so resigned that you're like, I don't want this refunded. I just have it.
At least they've got good taste in game.
It's coming through with... I'm getting emails through to tell me that I've bought 6,000 Microsoft points, which is about 50 quid, and Alice Madness Returns for £30.
Have you been hacked again?
Yeah.
Where have you been?
I assume so, yeah. But it's saying that it was paid with a Visa card, and I've never had my Visa card linked up to Xbox Live.
So they've hacked...
Someone's
hacked your account, added their Visa.
I don't understand how that benefits the hacker, though.
No. I don't really get it either.
Because if that's giving you the points...
I assume that the points that I had on my account will have been spent on FIFA Ultimate Team cards when I could finally get it back, because that's what happened last time. I had 1,800 but points, and when I got my account back, I didn't have any points, and I'd apparently been playing an awful lot of FIFA.
So, serious question. How is this happening? Because no one seems to know. Is it actually being hacked, or are they getting your information from somewhere else?
Well, Microsoft has said that it's a phishing thing, so you're giving up your password. That's almost certainly not the case.
Well, I was going to say, I can't see you doing that, really.
I wouldn't be at all surprised if it was like people hacking something else, like Hotmail or something, and then matching up the username and passwords.
Right.
I think that would be reasonably possible.
Or does Xbox have sort of like a way back in if you've forgotten your password, so you have to answer a question like, what was your cat's grandmother's maiden name or whatever?
No, their reset policy is pretty good because they either email it to you or text it to you, which is the first place I've seen it'll do text, which is quite nice.
Oh, okay.
But it takes 30 days anyway to get it back.
Yeah.
Which is quite annoying. But really, they're super helpful on the phone. I phoned up, I don't know if this is for the whole of the UK, but last time this happened, I got an Irish call centre.
Yeah.
And the guy was really, really helpful, really nice.
Pecora.
And talked me through it all.
Potato!
Got it all sorted for me. But then at the end of the call, he says, that's going to take like 30 days now. It goes to some other team and they have to decide on it. And it takes like 30 days.
Can you not just say, I'm the editor of TSA. If you don't sort it out now, I'll slag you off.
And then the way that they sort it out is by creating you a new account and saying, there you go, here's this really weird Microsoft Live email address that you have to log into the website with.
I would have thought they'd just like gone to the end of the rainbow and found you a new one.
Bit of mild racism.
Yeah, love it.
I love it.
A little bit of casual racism.
And the
they could be gay.
That's true.
We do rainbows as well.
They do a lot of dancing.
Yeah.
Final question from Mini Lipscomb. This is odd because he says, "Hello, Chris the Jonas," which is weird because my boss's name is Jonas.
That is weird.
Kevin, but
Kevin
spelt with a Y. Peter Urusu, and he doesn't even try with your name, Lewis, because it's just Ludovico, which isn't like Lewis at all.
Is Lewis in Italian.
Oh, well done then. Recently, I have begun to watch Firefly after hearing about it so much on the internet, and last night, his punctuation is not very good. And last night I caught the first episode of Homeland on the telly box after it being yabbered about on this very podcast. So my question this week is, what are your favourite TV shows?
Favourite of all time? The Wire.
Yes, The Wire. Battlestar Galactica.
Only Fools and Horses.
And...
No.
They're remaking that. The Americans
are making
it.
Oh, no.
Did you not hear about this?
I refuse to accept that's a thing.
With, is it John Leguizamo or somebody in it?
Yeah.
John Leguizamo.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
He's going to be Del Boy.
John Leguizamo. The only way to remake it is to, like, put David Jason in some kind of euthening machine. And that I will accept.
Euthening machine?
Yeah, just a machine that makes him younger.
That sounds like you're going to kill him.
Rejuvenating.
Yeah. Yes.
Actor John Leguizamo, known for films such as Moulin Rouge and Carlito's Way. He was also in Lerman's Romeo and Juliet. Guy.
He was also in the other films as well.
He was the Prince of Cats in Romeo and Juliet. He's going
Lerman's Romeo and Juliet. Claire Danes of Homeland was Juliet.
She was. What's happened to her nose since then?
Because you said that she was British.
Chris Brown better.
Oh, holy shit. The Scrubs writers are writing it.
Oh, God.
It's going to be fucking awful,
that's
isn't
a bit like, I enjoy Scrubs, but that's not a good fit for Only Fools and Horses.
No, it's going to be terrible.
It could be compulsively bad, though.
Do you know what else the Americans remade? Or made a version of? Skins.
Yeah, flopped I heard that. Massively.
I saw it on US Netflix this week.
It got banned after like 5 episodes or something.
The mums called it child porn.
Yeah, basically, like every sponsor MTV had just pulled out.
They just said it was depicting underage people having sex.
Which, to be fair, is all that UK Skins does.
Never seen it. The only TV shows which I have left now on DVD, because I upgraded everything else to Blu-ray, are Voyager. Red Dwarf and Tour of Duty, which probably
that was awesome.
See, I knew you would be the only person who knew what that was.
That was awesome. I used to watch that like 2 o'clock in the morning.
2 o'clock on ITV when I was at university. In case for you, for our younger listeners, it was three series actually. It's a series set in Vietnam, and it was basically a load of grunts going around shooting people, but it was really well written, and it had a really hot character in it, which is the reason why I watched it. But it was still very good.
It was really good.
It's very, very good.
I haven't thought of that since it was on TV. Like, when was that? It must have been like 90?
Yeah, early 90s. I spent a fortune getting the DVD box set from America. But it's really good. It's kind of like, Platoon-ish kind of thing. It's quite gritty, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I haven't. That's awesome. I hadn't thought of that since like 20 years.
Now you're going to have to find it, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, I'll
I hope it's on Netflix.
I couldn't find it anywhere. I had to get it specially imported, so I doubt it.
Oh.
Oh, I'll lend you a copy.
I'd have to say Dexter or Ooh. 6 Feet Under.
That got odd at the end.
Oh, it was brilliant, though.
Yeah, I kind of lost interest after about the fourth series. It just went a bit
and
weird.
X-Files. Oh!
True Blood.
Yeah, that got shit after season two.
But it's got lots of naked people in it.
I thought that got shit after season one.
Ugh.
Mad Men.
Oh, yes, Mad Men.
Nope, shit.
Oh, do behave.
I think Mad Men is some of the best writing on TV.
Yeah, that's good. Oh.
It is all it's just drinking and smoking, though. And yeah. It's just like...
There's a flowchart somewhere of the relationships in Mad Men. That's very interesting.
Yeah, and... There's on the internet, there's people that will just like compile just like specific types of scenes from an entire TV show. And in Mad Men, it is just drinking.
Yeah.
And so it's just like every single time that he sits down and has a drink with anybody or offers a drink to anyone, there's just like a video of that. And it's about 10, 15, 20 minutes long.
I bet those people are really fun at parties.
What I like in Mad Men. Well, I like him, and this is something that a comedian pointed out.
They got a job. They're hacking your PS.
The thing with Mad Men, though, that someone pointed out is if you watch the coming next on Mad Men, it's always just the most generic statements. It's always just like...
Yeah, but that's the thing about Mad Men. It's not like something has to happen.
But the statements like in the coming next time, it's always like, shut that door. Come here. Give me a drink. It's just like the most generic things they can say.
But it says Mad Men says so much without actually saying anything.
Yeah, metaphor in that is brilliant.
And also Christina Hendricks.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you know what it's missing? It's missing Half Price Cracked Ice and Miles of Carpet Tiles.
Get over it. We know you know the lyrics to Only Fools and Horses theme tune.
I just do. Man, don't drape it.
That's 2 weeks in a row now.
I thought the thing that you were going to say it was missing is dubstep.
Don't Draper sleeps with everyone, doesn't
he? Oh, talking of dubsteps, Kev's asked me to redo the intro music. Are we happy with the dubstep version?
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. That's going to be odd because I'm talking about it now and I haven't done it and it's already happened on the podcast. It was brilliant.
Dubstep.
Wasn't it?
I agree. It was the best. It was your finest
it was
work.
The... Thank you.
Personally, I thought it was shit. I much prefer Kev's.
I think that this infographic you've given me, Peter, cheats for having the affairs we'd like to see arrows, even though they're all ridiculous.
Yeah. There's not very many of them, though, to be fair. There's only like four or five.
I like the one that's Don Draper and Sal Romano. So I'd like to see...
Yeah, Sal Romano's not in it anymore, is he?
No, it was last seen in a park.
Yeah.
Mm.
About to, I don't know, find someone to go and have sex with.
Mm.
In a park?
Yeah,
He was married, but then it sort of, over a couple of episodes, it sort of bounced along his story that he was gay. And obviously in like early 60s New York advertising business, that was frowned upon.
Mm.
Whereas
now,
like
now
it is
it's
now.
Basically just compulsory.
But it was, I thought that I was quite disappointed with the way that concluded, actually, because it was, I thought it was all very tense and very.
Yeah, and then he just got fired.
Yeah, it was. He didn't even get fired. He just didn't turn up for work one day.
No, they fired him.
Oh, did he get fired?
Yeah,
but they got rid of him.
The last time you saw
him,
he was basically cottaging, and it was like the whole way up to this, it was like he was trying to deal with his conflicted emotions, and it was all like there was a, he had an awful lot of dignity about it. And then at the last scene you see him, he's gone cottaging in a park. It's like just falling back onto an old cliche that there's not really any need for.
Depends if he's horny or not. Really? If he is, then there probably is a need for it.
Yeah.
Not that I'm speaking from experience.
He picked me up in a park.
Who did?
You did.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true. The first time I actually met Peter was in London's biggest cruising area. That's a fact. I was like, "Where are you?" In Soho Square? No, it wasn't Soho Square. Where was it? Somewhere.
Was it Russell Park or something?
Russell Square. That's it. Russell
Square. The fact that you say London's biggest cruising area makes it sound like they've just there's like an outline painted around it on the streets.
Well, there wasn't. They used to
signposted.
It used to be like
a
big
congestion charge.
It used to be big. It used to be a big square, but there was like very tall bushes all the way around it. So once you're in there, you couldn't see what was going on. Apparently,
That's quite
allegedly.
Yeah,
is that where Kevin Spacey walked his dog?
No, that's Hampstead Heath.
Oh,
yes, Kevin Spacey taking his dog for walks on Hampstead Heath, along with George Michael. Who has a very nice house?
I'm sure he does.
But two very big gardens.
That sounds like you've been stalking him.
Yeah. No, I picked him up on Gaydar once. Did he?
All right. Yep. All right.
So you've got the 3G version of that then?
What, of Gaydar?
For the near Gaydar.
That's a good idea. No, well, there's this thing called Scruff, which is basically, it's for on iPods. Oh, you just plonk it on and the GPS goes, right, your nearest shag is 2 meters away. It is, it's brilliant.
It's your own right hand.
Yeah, you just turn it on in the office.
How long's your arm?
if I turn
your
it on...
like Cat Eri.
If I turn it on when I'm in the office, it's literally, right, there's about 20 shags within about 20 meters of you. Where would you like to go?
To the doctor.
Do you ever think you straight people miss out on?
All right then. Moving on, I suppose. That's it for this week's podcast. I hope it's been informative. Tough Cub teaching about how to cruise in London.
Also, yes. Dildos and Disney.
Yes. All just wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful things.
It should probably be a while before we invite Tough Cub back.
Yeah.
it'll take a while for Stephen to calm down from this.
He's probably wanking off in the corner, is it?
I think it's gone swimmingly.
Yes, so buy a Vita, and someone has bought a Vita while we were recording this podcast.
Well, hopefully.
That's not the only person, but it was someone from TSA has bought one. Ryan Martin bought one. He said he accidentally clicked the buy button along with a copy of FIFA.
Whoops. These things happen. I think somebody else from TSA won one today.
That was Carboy Cam. He entered the PlayStation Access thing. And his entry was actually pretty good. It was just like... I've made a makeshift Vita until I can afford one. And he'd got elastic bands and connected. He'd got an iPhone, put it on top of a PSP, and on top of that was on top of a DualShock 3. They just put elastic bands around it. And that won it for him.
That is pretty good.
Deserved win.
That is pretty good. I like that. So this will be episode 53 of the Oscar White Media Podcast, or episode 1, depending on how you want to count. I have been, as always,
consecutively.
This could be season 2, episode 1. I've been, as per usual.
Let's not have seasons.
No, I'm good. I'm going to count both ways now, just to annoy you. I've been, as per usual, your host, Chris, that's going to be joined this week by the lovely editor-in-chief of sexist.com, the lovely editor-in-chief of sexist.com, and managing director of Oscar White Media, Peter Chapman. You can get twitter.com/colossalblue. I've also been joined this week.
Do you think we're the only podcast that has a host account at all?
That's not ideal, is it? I've also been joined this week by editor-in-chief over at screendemon.com, Lewis Gaston. You can get twitter.com/LewisGaston. And joining us for the first time this week has been writer and DJ extraordinaire Tough Cub. You can get twitter.com/Tough Cub. And also Teflon, who is community manager over at success.com, along with AG Too Many Numbers. You can get at twitter.com/Teflon. Right, Kev will be back next week, hopefully. And it'll be less weird, maybe. I hope not. Right, yeah, so say goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Golden Abyss.
That has to be the icon for this, the cover art for this episode.
Oh, God. Oh, I might do, if I remember.
Go on, do it.
I'll email you the image now.